Duncan Road or visit CurtisOrchard.com.
Days not for immediate relief.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's not nearly as powerful as Maria. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but Tropical Storm Dorian will hit Puerto Rico today.
A state of emergency has already been declared here on this island of 3 million people.
Fox's Rick Leventhal, they're still recovering from that hurricane 2 years ago.
There are still 30,000 homes here with blue tarps on their roofs. The power grid is also still fragile with outages and regular rainstorms.
After Puerto Rico, it's believed Dorian could grow into a Category 2 hurricane.
This is trending in the wrong direction. It's strengthening, maybe spending more time over warm water, which would allow it to continue to pick up those wind speeds.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz says it could hit Florida's Atlantic coast Labor Day. The big drug company that makes OxyContin and has been sued over and over in the opioid crisis may be ready to take its medicine. Fox's Tanya J. Powers explains live.
Dave, both Purdue Pharma and state attorneys general, along with lawyers for local governments, have confirmed they are in settlement negotiations. Purdue has reportedly offered to settle the lawsuit over its potential liability in the nation's opioid crisis for $10 to $12 billion. It comes 2 months before the first federal trial is set to begin in Ohio, involving more than 2,000 lawsuits against Purdue and other players in the painkiller industry. According to the CDC, more than 400,000 people have been killed by opioid overdoses in the U.S. since 2000. Dave.
Tanya, House Democrats may get what they want in the quest for the president's tax returns. Deutsche Bank acknowledges in a court filing it has some tax records, didn't detail what they are. The Trump family is trying to get a court to block Deutsche from giving the info to House committees. Today's a deadline for Democrats running for president to qualify for the third debate next month. 10 have so far. John Delaney won't. But the former congressman, who was first in the race back in 2017, told the Fox News Rundown podcast today,
obviously, being in the debates is better than not being in the debates. Although I will say we had two debates, and it's not clear that really anyone's fortunes changed.
America is listening to Fox News.
Driving is freedom. Freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now, when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Well, the president has picked someone new for his cabinet.
President Trump has officially nominated longtime labor lawyer Eugene Scalia to be Secretary of Labor, describing Scalia in a statement as a renowned labor, employment, and regulatory lawyer. Scalia, who is the son of the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, served as a top legal officer at the Department of Labor during the George W. Bush administration. Scalia will face a confirmation hearing sometime after senators return from their summer recess. If confirmed, he would replace Alex Acosta, who resigned under pressure in July over his handling of the first sex crimes case involving Jeffrey Epstein when he was a federal prosecutor in Florida. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Well, speaking of Epstein, more than 2 weeks after he hanged himself in a jail cell in New York City awaiting trial for sex trafficking, the criminal case against Epstein was dropped at an emotional hearing.
16 women who claimed they were sexually abused by Jeffrey Epstein spoke in court one by one. Each expressed sadness and anger that the accused sex trafficker killed himself before facing justice in court. Prosecutors confirmed in court that inquiries into co-conspirators are ongoing and will continue. This, as Epstein's defense attorneys say, they have a, quote, profound problem with the conclusion of the medical examiner that Epstein died in a suicide by hanging in his jail cell. Epstein's attorneys claim his injuries were more consistent with assault and that he died at least 45 minutes before his official time of death. In New York, Brian Yenis, Fox News.
Britain's new Prime Minister Boris Johnson stirred up a hornet's nest, angering lawmakers today, announcing he'll suspend Parliament next month, which limits their efforts to block him from taking Britain out of the European Union, even if a divorce agreement has not been reached with the EU. On Wall Street, stock futures were up earlier. Now they're down about 100 for the Dow. The day after the Dow dropped 120 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Well, good Wednesday morning on ESPN 93.5. We got ourselves top two teams in the Central.
Yeah, we do, baby.
We have a game. We have a series. We have a race. Local news now brought to you by Thomas and Ellis Insurance, your local independent auto owner's insurance agent. Contact Justin or Dave today, 217-356-2400, or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A type of probation is the sentence for both a father and son who admitted they had counterfeit merchandise for sale at a store in Champaign. The News Gazette says police found caps, wallets, and belts bearing sports trademarks and designer labels that were counterfeit at the Golden Hour store last year. Police and State Department of Revenue agents served a search warrant. They took 383 items. 52-year-old Abdullah Saeed and his son, 20-year-old Muhammad Saeed, each pleaded guilty to unlawful possession of counterfeit items. They were given 2 years of conditional discharge. One man died in a single vehicle wreck in rural Hoopston on Monday night. Illinois State Police say the wreck happened on Illinois 9, about a mile east of Hoopston. The driver of a van was traveling west, then ran off the road, hit a culvert, and overturned in a cornfield. A 37-year-old male passenger was pronounced dead at the scene. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellis Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400. All right, let's check your weather. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist from Simple. It's simply magnificent. They've got two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham at Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com.
Wow, a beautiful day with the sunshine. High 79, 53 our low tonight, 85 the high tomorrow, down to 66, 81 on Friday, and 79 as we head to the Illini Akron game on Saturday, down to around 61 in the evening. Chance of showers later, 30% chance. Right now, the temperature's at 57. ESPN 93.5.
All right, but I don't have to wear the big coat.
No.
Right? Okay. No.
Should
big...
be a nice start to the season.
What's the high dip. Saturday?
79.
All right, we're about 17-point favorites. And still not going to be shorts for me. Sorry.
And, of course, they're doing some new concepts, including the Coors Light Beer Garden scene in Grange Grove. And you can sit down and enjoy the a beverage around tables and things like that. Of course, they've got the Illini Walk 2.5 hours beforehand with the team and the cheerleaders and the marching Illini, and then the Red Hot Band will be entertaining tailgaters.
All right, get ready for our first football game on Saturday against Akron at 11 a.m. We have baseball race, Central Division. It is maybe going to be better than build. Milwaukee now 6.5 back. Cardinals win again. Yadier Molina, the veteran, the 37-year-old catcher.
The 2-2 pitch, a swing, and a high towering fly ball center field. That's hit deep. Kane at the wall. It's a gunner.
Nice.
Tie game at one. Yadier Molina with his 6th home run of the year, his 2nd in the series. 1-1, Cardinals and Brewers in the 5th.
Not going is DeYoung. That ball's hit deep to left field. Stay fair, baby. Down the line, and it's a home run. Yadier Molina has homered for the 2nd time in the game, and the Cardinals take a 3-1 lead.
Okay, so we got it to 6-3, and then Carlos Martinez, which does make you wiggle a little bit, closing games. They're 2-1. There are 2 out. Tying run at the plate for Milwaukee in the bottom of the 9th inning.
Hernan Perez, a .246 batter, 5 home runs, 12 RBIs. Holds the bat right down on the knob. The pitch. A swing, and there's a fly ball hit to deep right center field. Fowler at the wall, makes the catch. It's a Redbird winner.
Yes.
A long drive by Perez is caught at the wall by the Cardinal bullpen, and this ball game has come to an end.
And then I love hearing Yachty talk.
The final, the Cardinals 6, the Brewers 3.
And lately, we're taking better at bat, consistent at bat. Right now, we're in good place to hit the ball. It's been fun lately.
You betcha.
Yeah, it's been fun.
We could be a Baltimore Oriole affiliate, but we're not. We're the St. Louis Cardinals, now in first place by 3 games. The Cubbies, and we'll get to those clips in a moment. But they hit 2 home runs and beat the Mets in a much-needed road win for Chicago.
Yes.
5-2 in New York City.
Now, what happened on one of those 2 runs for the New York Mets, Pete Alonso, 42nd homer, yeah, setting the Mets record
rookie
for homers in a season.
He's a rookie.
Wow.
He won the home run derby in the All-Star break. Pete Alonso's a handful. Exactly. Cubbies win. Cubbies win on the road, so they're 3 back. Milwaukee 6.5 back. It's a day game today. Cardinals first pitch 1:10, 12:15 for the pregame. As we bring you St. Louis Cardinals baseball, the Cardinals have won 6 in a row, 15 of the last 18.
Woo-hoo!
Best record in baseball in that span, and just incredible since early August. Didn't see this one coming. 7-11, it's Wednesday.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back 9. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Summer's ending, and savings are back in business with Dell's Labor Day sale. Small businesses can save up to 40% on select business computers with Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything, including a wide selection of thousands of top-brand electronics. Give our specially trained small business technology advisors a call. They can help you find just the right tech to fit your business with Labor Day savings. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Want to go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World when and if you need appliances. That's as simple as that. That's all they do. You want to go somewhere where they're really, really good at what they do. So you go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World because you're going to be talking to people that really, really know the product, and that's very helpful. So if you want bells and whistles and all the fancy schmancy, sure, you'll pay a little more, but you'll still be given for free a 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
And they'll come to your home and they'll make sure that it's working and all those things. They'll set it up for you. And boom, you're set to go. But they've got all the appliances you need. They're the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. They've been doing this since Jimmy Carter, 1977. Jimmy Carter, president. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you can start at appliance-world.com. The Reekin family, Central Illinois, good people. They're around Central Illinois and in Champaign. They're on Neal. You drive north Neal before you get to the I-74 interchange. It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Again, Neal Street, Champaign, appliance-world.com.
They've got some nice commercials spotlighting Jay Layman.
Yeah, Jay Layman did a 3-hour shoot, big 4-7.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up today, my offer to you will be to eat at Naya, situated in the heart of Campus Town, a rare and remarkable restaurant for Champaign-Urbana, inspired by time-honored Asian cooking technique.
If you like sushi, Naya is one of the best in town.
I'm handing out $50 vouchers for this incredible restaurant for free. 8:30 is when you'll light up at GoStever, STEVER.com.
Okay.
You have to be registered before. I'm giving you a heads up. 8:30, it'll light up. These Naya certificates, and I don't know what we're doing, $500 worth or something, they'll be gone in a minute. Yesterday it took 70 seconds. So you've got to just be ready, people. This is why I'm telling you. 830-0083000. I mean, it's on the dot. And then you push accept, and that's it.
Not complete.
You don't push complete. That's for the restaurant to complete.
Okay.
If you do that, you could mess it up.
Gotcha.
Hit accept. Read the verbiage. It's right there on the screen. You go fast, they go panic.
Yeah, I know.
Hit accept at 8:30 for Naya Restaurant. It's incredible. Two stipulations, as always. You have to use it within 7 days and give me your feedback experience. ESPN 93.5 at 7:15. Sports headlines.
All righty. As we covered, St. Louis Cardinals are on a roll. Their 6-3 win over Milwaukee. It's a 1:10 start today here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinals won 6-3. It was an exciting ball game in Milwaukee last night. The win to Miles Michaelis, 8-13. Matt Albers, the loser, 5-4. Carlos Martinez, he had his ups and downs, but picked up his 16th save.
The last out of the game, a long fly ball. Dexter Fowler caught it against the wall. A really terrific finish. Cardinals had some stars offensively. Bader with 3 hits. Colton Wong, 2 hits off the bench. But the real star, Yadier Molina, with 2 home runs and a double.
The Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 6-3 and go for the sweep today behind Jack Flaherty. Flaherty is 8-6. He'll be opposed by Jordan Lyles. Lyles is 8 up and 8 down. Our pregame show today begins at 12:15. Ricky Horton has the lineups at 1. I'll have the first pitch at 1:10 as the Cards go for the sweep.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
Cubs win the final 5-2 over the New York Mets. They've got a 6-10 start today on US 105.9. Noah Syndergaard pitching for the Mets. We've got Kyle Hendricks.
And he's great. And Marcus Stroman was their big pitcher last night for the Mets. The Cubs got to him with a couple of dingers.
Hits one to deep center field. Going back is Conforto. Back. He's at the wall. Leaps up. It's gone. Addison Russell hits a 2-run shot. Cubs take the lead. 2-1 here in the fifth.
And the pitch on the way. Baez drives one in the air, deep right field. Back goes McNeil near the wall. That ball is going to be gone. Opposite field, home run, Javier Baez. Cubs lead by a score of 4-1.
All righty. Minnesota Twins beat the Chicago White Sox 3-1. They've got a 7-10 start today. And Illinois basketball coaching staff with some shifts. Coach Brad Underwood announced yesterday Stephen Gentry has been hired as assistant coach, reuniting Underwood after spending the last 2 years at Gonzaga as director of operations for Coach Mark Few. The Bulldogs had a stellar 65-9 record in his 2 seasons, winning back-to-back West Coast Conference titles twice, advancing to the second week of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And Gonzaga went 32-5 in 2018. So,
who's he replace?
So there's been a shift.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
I don't know, because you only are allowed X number of recruiting coaches and all these others.
Gentry fills the assistant coach position of Jamal Walker, who will transition into the role of assistant to the head coach, defensive coordinator. Illinois is creating the position to assist Walker, an aspiring head coach, with new responsibilities that will help him best prepare him to lead his own program.
There you go. All right. Well, there you go. That's what my question was. You can't just add an assistant.
Well, and I heard Derek Piper at the end of the drive yesterday talking about Stephen Gentry and how he's wonderful at recruitment.
Well, surely everybody needs that. The bottom line is, who's playing for you, right? I mean, really, you got to get the right player. Let's check your weather, brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com. GerberCollision.com. Call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location. How many times can you say Gerber in 10 seconds?
Lots of sunshine and a high 79 expected today. 53R low tonight. We've got a high of 85 on Thursday, down to 65. 81 as you wrap up the week Friday, down to 59 in the evening. We're currently at 58 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Mikey Dudek made his debut on The Drive last night with Tay and Piper. We'll play a clip coming up.
Sounded great.
Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Wednesday morning at 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, long-term interest rates on Treasury notes have again slipped below short-term rates. Lower long-term interest rates can indicate investors are expecting a downturn in the economy. Tiffany is reporting weaker business in its recent quarter. Its worldwide sales declined 3%. It was hurt by lower tourist spending. However, Wall Street was expecting even lower numbers from Tiffany. The company says though its overall Asia-Pacific sales declined, it is seeing strong growth in mainland China, and it's standing by its forecast for this year. Coty is reporting a weaker quarter, and it lost money in the period. It's seeing weaker demand for its beauty products. It's also ending its relationship with the Unique beauty line. And chicken producer Pilgrim's Pride is buying Tulip Limited, a European food company with a large presence in the United Kingdom. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Female disability veterans committed to a diverse workforce.
All right, so The Drive with Tay and Piper, 4 to 6 every weekday afternoon. We'll introduce and have Mikey Dudek, who was probably as frustrating of a career.
Mm-hmm.
What's the New England Patriot? Edelman? He was that kind of great his freshman year. Wes Lunt was the quarterback. We went to that bowl. Mikey got hurt and just never got back. And ironically, Tim Beckman asked me to come over to a practice, and it was at that practice when he went down. And it was nothing. It was nothing. He ran a pass pattern. Nobody touched him, and he just collapsed. And it was a first knee. And I don't know how many knee ACLs, what, three of them? Four
right.
of them? Anyway, wonderful kid. So last night he made his debut. He's going to be every Tuesday after 5 o'clock on Tay and Piper.
You know, the first game, there's always a lot of question marks. You know, you're going in, and especially with Akron, you know, they got a whole new coaching staff there. So you don't really know much about them other than, you know, scouting the schemes and whatnot that they ran last year at their prior school. So in terms of personnel, you know, it's tough to watch film and see who you're really going against with that first week and not a lot of game film out there yet. But, you know, these guys, if I was still in that locker room and just knowing what's going through their head, I know they're super pumped up. You know, you just get out of that three-week grueling camp. Mm. And you just want to go out and hit someone else, and they get the opportunity to do that this weekend at Memorial Stadium in front of all the fans again. Brand-new facility, which I'm very jealous of. But, you know, those guys, I still talk to a few of them every so often, and, you know, they're as hyped up as can be.
Mikey Dudek, The Drive, Tay and Piper, Tuesdays, 5:05. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Nice kid, and he was just a specimen, a physical specimen.
Yeah.
Not a big guy, but really gifted, and it was just a shame he had so many injury problems. People really wanted to see what there were some thoughts he could play at the next level. He was that good at receiver and that quick and that able to find pockets of open and all those great things for a receiver. Anyway, he'll be on The Drive Tuesdays at 5:05. All right, coming up at 8:30 this morning, GoSteever.com, $50 to Naya, giving out like $500. It'll go in a minute. I mean, a minute is all it takes. Go on there and hit accept, but you have to have a username and a password. This is why I'm telling you an hour early.
Yes.
Go, S-T-E-V-E-R, GoSteever.com to get registered. It's essentially spending my money and then using it within 7 days and telling me what you thought about it. That's it.
I love it.
I know, man. And everybody is just jumping on. Good for you. Take advantage of it. This isn't a coupon. It's free. 727, Ed Martin from the Eagle Forum, Education Legal Defense Fund, our Wednesday guest.
We'll catch up politically on some items. That's Ed Martin coming up next. Always enjoy. He's a big Cardinal fan, too. And he goes back and forth to Washington, kind of like driving from here to Philo. Back and forth. That'd be something. Okay, it's 727. The news next.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Deutsche Bank confirms that it has tax records House Democrats want to investigate President Trump's finances.
A federal appeals court ordered the bank to disclose whether it had President Trump's tax returns. Deutsche Bank blacked out the name or names of individuals whose tax information is in its possession, citing privacy concerns. President Trump is appealing a ruling where a judge refused to block banks from handing over records to House Democrats. His lawyers arguing subpoenas for the information serves no congressional oversight purpose and are designed to embarrass the president for political purposes.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Tropical Storm Dorian is heading toward Puerto Rico, the first big storm there since the major damage from Hurricane Maria 2 years ago.
It drops a lot of rain very quickly, winds likely around 60 to 70 miles at this point. And then as far as those rainfall numbers go, we are going to be getting up to over a foot in some cases.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. America is listening to Fox News.
ESPN 93.5 local news with Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM. Brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. One man died in a single-vehicle wreck in rural Hoopston on Monday night. Illinois State Police say the wreck happened on Illinois 9, about a mile east of Hoopston. The driver of a van was traveling west, then ran off the road, hit a culvert, and overturned in a cornfield. A 37-year-old male passenger was pronounced dead at the scene. A driver and a passenger, both from Texas, were taken to a local hospital. It happened at about 8:30 Monday night. We are coming up on a holiday weekend. It's a big travel weekend, Labor Day weekend. If you're planning on driving somewhere for the holiday, INRIX, a global mobility analytics company, is telling us when you want to avoid being on the road. INRIX says tomorrow from 4 until 6 p.m. will be the worst time to start driving. Other heavy traffic times will be Friday afternoon, 1 until 4, and Monday morning, 7 until 10 a.m. USA Today says INRIX predicts driving times across the country will take 10% longer than usual. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310 NMLS number 1772943.
Go local with CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, for all your janitorial and equipment needs. The reviews are in. Folks love Betsy and Brad Parks and their team at CMI.
That's right.
One review says, we are so happy to have found CMI. What an awesome team. We've worked with Betsy Parks and Mindy Smith. They have each gone above and beyond for us. We were truly in a bind when it came to our floors. Not only has CMI had the products we needed, but they're able to deliver them at no additional cost on the same day. Take that, Amazon.
Nice.
Go local. CMI online. CMIclean.com. Weather forecast.
Mindy was talking about being in my brother Michael's class at Unity and coming down to the basement at the Deuces and really having a good time playing pool. We had a disco light record player back in the day.
You had it going on.
Oh, yeah.
Deuces had it going on. Yeah.
Sunshine, high 79, 53-hour low tonight. Sunny tomorrow with a high 85, low 65. Wrapping up the week Friday with a few more clouds and a high 81. There's a 30% chance of isolated showers, but hopefully late on Saturday. Day high 79. Right now, 59. ESPN 93.5.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at wattscopy.com. Wattscopy.com. Ladies and gentlemen, on Wednesday mornings, we get a little clarity. We need clarity. Ed Martin is president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. Ed Martin, the Cardinals are 15 of their last 18. What?
I mean, it's unbelievable. Even Yachty's hitting. Yachty's hitting, looking like he was in his youth. So it was great. But by the way, I don't want to, Stevie J, I want to point you a different direction. 20 years ago today, Trent Green was injured, and a backup quarterback named Kurt Warner was thrust into the starting lineup. 20 years ago, it seems like a minute ago, and everybody was, Dick Vermeil cried, of course, as soon as Trent Green got hurt, and then cried again after they won the Super Bowl. But 20 years ago, time flies.
Huh? That was the St. Louis Rams, and Kurt Warner had been bagging groceries at the grocery store, and they signed a kid named Kurt Warner, Super Bowl champion. Wow. Unbelievable. Well, Mr. Ed Martin, I am as confused as ever. Because we have signed an agriculture agreement with Japan, and I know it must be a blockbuster deal because zero people reported it except Fox News. So, I mean, it must be very good for farmers. It has to be good or somebody would have reported it because that would make Trump look good. Bottom line is, I don't believe any polls. I don't believe most of what I hear or read. I don't know where we are exactly with China and trade because you're getting conflicting reports, and I just don't. I'm dizzy.
Well, you know, and listen, you and I talk, Stevie J, off the air and text and things, and you talk about draining the swamp. Right now, the biggest problem of the swamp is, as you point out, you can't get any news. I mean, you know, it used to be even if you thought the New York Times was liberal, they had a huge staff and they delivered news, and now you can't tell what anything is. You point this out. The economy is stronger than ever. And yes, we're taking a fight with China because we have to, but we only can do it because we're in such a strong position. We're in a strong position, as you say, with Japan. We're in a stronger position than ever with Europe. I tell you what, in Brexit, there's a lot of talk about how it's going to be advantageous to America and Britain if Brexit happens with no deal, because we're going to charge in and make a set of deals head to head, face to face with Boris Johnson. So, as you point out, the fundamentals are going the right direction, and the question becomes, in my mind, where do you go to get the news? And you know, Stevie J, I do an interview a couple times a month with a guy out of Indiana, a radio show there, and I did say, I'm finding more and more that the local radio hosts and the local news are where people go because they have to have some familiarity to really trust what's going on because trust is so bad. So, again, at the G7, Trump did great. I mean, nothing big happened, but Trump was respected by everybody, and everybody sees our economy. And yet the coverage was, oh, my gosh, Trump left his chair empty at one meeting. Well, if you've been to one of those conferences, if you could leave your chair empty at every meeting, you'd be having a better day. So it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, but yet it's, you know, we're getting poll after poll after poll. And if you dig deep, it's generally 8-10 points more of the Democrats being asked the questions. And so you have to delve into the questions and you have to delve into the sampling, and nobody does that. And so you're getting this tainted look, but all they want to do is breathlessly say, Trump's in trouble in the toss-up states. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, look, I always tell this story. I know it's 3 years ago, but I did radio and television in New York City the day before the election and election day, Trump's in 2016. And they kept putting me on a panel with a Clinton person, and they kept saying, hey, you know, your guy's going to lose in a landslide. And I would just look at them and say, you know, in Missouri, which is what I know best, the polling has him up by 4. And I know Missouri politics. He's going to win by more than that. He won by 19.
Whoa.
I mean, there is a point here where they've made it so that the public, you can't say out loud to a pollster or to a stranger that you think Trump is doing great because the media has made it so toxic. And yet most people say directionally, you know, it's going right now. And by the way, politics is always a choice. So the choice right now is Trump or Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, or Joe Biden. If that's as good as it gets for the Democrats, I just think people are going to say, well, I don't like his tweets, but I sure like low unemployment, you know? So I just think that that's what's going on here. And I think we have to wonder what the future will hold in that thing. You know, I mean, I don't know how it plays out, but I think people are going to be responding to what's happening in their lives.
And how about the man and his wife that went to a bar? The guy had a Make America Great Again hat on. They surrounded him and beat the crap out of him. Do we not hear much about those stories? Because it's, what if it was an Obama T-shirt and the same thing happened? How much coverage would that get? It's just so ridiculous what's happening out there.
Well, let me say it differently, Stevie J. what if on the same night that there was a mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio, or in El Paso, Texas, the same day, there was two mass shootings in Chicago, and all the people in the mass shootings were African American? Now, and you know, now not all of them died. I get it. But my point here is that at this point, what we know, and the New York Times admitted it, they had a newsroom meeting where they admitted that they were going to skew things towards the question of race. We just have to fight our way through it. But here's my worry. My worry now, Stevie J, is that people are so addicted to their phones and to technology and to the and to things that they really are steered into a kind of, if not insane, but unhappy. I mean, you're just told, be unhappy, be worried. That's not good. You get up in the morning, I tell my kids, the first thing I do is hug them and tell them it's going to be a great day. Because what you think and say is what becomes, you know, part of your day, right? Doesn't make it perfect. But And a lot of Americans are waking up thinking, oh, my gosh, if I watch CNN, it's the doom and gloom. It's bad for people. It's bad for the country.
You know how sad members of the left have to be when they get up virtually angry every day at something. I mean, that would be a horrible existence. I'm serious. I mean, I'm sad for them. I would pray for them. They would be cynical about that, but I would pray for them that they would have a happier life. But they almost start the day a clenched fist. That's just not healthy.
Well, and I actually think this is a really important thing. In America, we have had over the, let's just go the last 100 years. You know, we had these two world wars and all. But in post-World War II, one of the things that happened was a real optimism that things could get better. And, you know, today's the anniversary of I Have a Dream, Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech in Washington, D.C. And I guess it was is it 56 years ago. But the fact is, there was an optimism that is contagious. And one of the things we have to do, I think, is become optimistic for our friends and neighbors and articulate it. You know, I mean, almost be like rose-colored glasses on everything, because people need to hear it because they're hearing so much negativity. And by the way, it's not just CNN. If you go to Fox, you sort of get, shocked into a corner, too. There's plenty of blame to go around in our culture. But I think there's a movement that has to happen of us saying, hey, things are better. Look, they can still always get better, but things are really good. There's good things happening every day, and be optimistic.
But the prevalent word is whatever most of the media says every day, and the new buzzword is now, well, it's white nationalist. It's recession. I mean, come on, man. That's just not true.
Well, I mean, like it's Russia. It was the three R's I tell people. First, it was Russia. Then it was, racism, and then recession. Right. So they're going to recycle these three every time they can. And look, what we really need is to be creatively thinking. And you know, when the president said in that comment, he said, "I'm the chosen one," meaning that I think what he meant was he's taking on China when no other Republican or Democrat would. And he just knew, I have to do it. I don't care. I'll do it. I think we have to have some more people thinking about, hey, you know, whether it's buying Greenland, which people have made fun of, but is really probably strategic, or what's our future in terms of how we can have a workforce, right? And creatively thinking about what's meaningful for people to do, because we got a lot of real challenges. But, you know, just like we went to the moon, we can do it if we stop focusing on racism, Russia, and the recession, and get more energy towards the right kinds of things. And I think Trump tries to do that. Even the Space Force, Stevie J, they laughed about that.
Right.
But the fact is, we do have to have a role in space to protect us. And if we lead, there's millions of jobs and creative things that will be meaningful for our country.
I'm not sure, Ed Martin, in our lifetime we've ever had a situation where there are virtually thousands upon thousands, maybe tens of thousands, that would do anything, including cheating, to make sure this guy loses. They hate him. There is a core that has more vitriol, George Bush on steroids. I mean, it's a bunch of vitriol and hate, and he shoves back a lot, and he pokes him a lot, and he brings some of it on himself. But the bottom line is, we're not into it. We've never had this kind of feel in a big election, I don't think.
I'm not old enough to remember some of the 60s elections. I'm just saying that in terms of they talk about the intensity of 68 and all. But I agree with you on this. It's instantaneous spread of anger. It's instantaneous spread of hate. And so, you know, that intensity is really troubling. But also, I also tell people it's an opportunity. When you see intensity in one direction, it's also opportunity. I mean, I kind of think I don't want to say I love Trump and I want him to succeed for another term. But after Trump, the next leader can embody some of his principles of putting Americans first and America first, and maybe bring us like more broadly towards, you know, kind of a gentler feel. In other words, you got to have, you have to have Goldwater to get to Reagan. I think, you know, talking politics is not a great example, but you have to have Trump, and the next generation is going to be, hopefully we're going to take a little edge off of that and have a period of real affection for each other.
Yep, here. Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. As always, my friend, I'll call you next Wednesday.
All right, look forward to it.
Thank you. You bet. Ed Martin, St. Louis this morning. ESPN 93.5, a quarter till. Cubs-Cardinals both win. Details coming up.
It's the 34th annual Women's Fitness 5K Run and Walk, sponsored by Body and Soul Sports and CBJ Broadcasting. Come join me, Ashmo, and the Crisis Nursery and Courage Connection on Sunday, September 15th at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. All proceeds are donated to Courage Connection and the Crisis Nursery. Feel free to bring donations to these great organizations of personal care items and diapers. Thanks also to Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon, Second Wind Running Club, and Cozad Asset Management. For more info, call GNC Lee at 369-8553. Register online at secondwindrunningclub.org.
Yep, here we go. ESPN 93.5. Here we go with our sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals win again. It is just so fun starting out our sports cast with all these Cardinal victories.
Yeah.
6-3 over the Milwaukee Brewers. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinals won 6-3. It was an exciting ball game in Milwaukee last night. The win to Miles Michaelis, 8-13. Matt Albers, the loser, 5-4. Carlos Martinez, he had his ups and downs, but picked up his 16th save.
The last out of the game, a long fly ball. Dexter Fowler caught it against the wall. A really terrific finish. Cardinals had some stars offensively. Bader with 3 hits. Colton Wong, 2 hits off the bench. But the real star, Yadier Molina, with 2 home runs and a double.
The Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 6-3 and go for the sweep today behind Jack Flaherty. Flaherty is 8-6. He'll be opposed by Jordan Lyles. Lyles is 8 up and 8 down. Our pregame show today begins at 12:15. Ricky Horton has the lineups at 1. I'll have the first pitch at 1:10 as the Cards go for the sweep.
Okay, so we have the Cubs winning 5-2 over the New York Mets. Now, the Mets, when they did get a couple of homers, Pete Alonso, 42nd homer, setting the Mets record for homers in a season. Mm. So odd, though. I know he's a rookie, but the camera shot was following him into the dugout, and nobody was high-fiving him.
It's called a silent treatment. They do it in the big leagues sometimes. If there's a big moment, they say, don't talk to him. And they let him go, and he's like, what's going on? It's a joke.
Okay.
And then eventually they swarm him.
Let's hope that was the case.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Anyway, we had a couple of homers on the Cubs side from Addison Russell and Javier Baez.
Hits one to deep center field. Going back is Conforto. Back, back, back. He's at the wall. Leaps up. It's gone. Addison Russell hits a two-run shot. Cubs take the lead. 2-1 here in the fifth.
And the pitch on the way. Baez drives one in the air, deep right field. Back goes McNeil near the wall. That ball is going to be gone. Opposite field, home run, Javier Baez. Cubs lead by a score of 4-1.
Minnesota over the Chicago White Sox 3-1, and they've got a 7-10 start today. By the way, it's 6-10 for the Cubs-Mets series to continue on US 105.9 tonight.
1-10 for the Cardinals? Yeah, 1-10. Yes. First pitch for the Cardinals, 12:15. On with our pregame.
Okay. And again, for the Cubs, 6-10 on US 105.9. So the 2019 football captains are out. Jake Henson, Dale Harding, Blake Hayes, Doug Kramer, Alex Pileszewski, all team leaders this season, selected by the player coach vote. Go Illini.
All right. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, where you go for a Honda, where you would go for a BMW, where would you go for pre-owned. And why would you go to Honda BMW? Because they're really good at what they do. They're an award-winning dealership. And what you can do is you go in off Neil at Burwash in Savoy, and somebody will say, may I help you? There won't be pressure, no arm twisting. They're very professional, and they're terrific at taking care of you. That's what they do. You don't win an award, an international award, if you're average. You're spectacular if you do it. Before you buy anything, make sure you stop by Honda BMW at drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. Off Neil at Burwash in Savoy, say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. I am looking forward to this from Habib Habib.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your motivational minute.
Habib does the motivational minutes, but he is putting on this conference. This is what I was looking forward to, October 11.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at Dai Hotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and four speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you will be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Yeah, this is a morning only. It'll be an uplifting event. It is outstanding. You need to go to this October 11th. The I Hotel. Our friend Steve Suderman, how are you at Good Vibes? Well, how are you, buddy?
Hey, well, my worries are over, you know. It's Habib says, no worries.
That's
so.
It, man. That's exactly right.
There we go.
It feels great. Okay, hey. Your new location is Rombarn, going well?
And we have Labor Day around the corner, and we're going to be open till 4 o'clock anyway, and you can get deals. We've got Sony 4K screens, a 43-inch at $549, that's kind of where things start for a good quality TV. 55-inch, $749, right on up the ladder to the 85-inch at $2499. That's an 85-inch TV. It's humongous.
Mm.
We have deals on OLED screens, starting with a 55-inch at $1199. It's the lowest price ever, lower than Black Friday, lower than ever. You can get deals on audio. We've got turntables even. $129 for a Sony, receiver at $149. Clip speakers are 20% off. We've, you know, all my years of selling electronics, you've never been able to get more sound quality and picture quality for the dollar than you can get right now.
Okay. So, our hours again this weekend are?
Well, we're open 9 to 6 regularly and 10 to 6 on Saturday. And on Monday, it will be 9 to 4. And I just got to say, thanks to DirecTV, they're driving customers in our door for Dish Network and antennas. Holy moly. If you are a frustrated person that can't see Channel 3 or Fox, go to gvibes.com, come to our store at 2010 Rombarn Road. We've got solutions for you.
You're the man. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Stevie.
Hey, bet you Steve Suderman of Good Vibes, locally owned and operated. All right. Going to break for the news. We'll come back. Wendy Patrick, live in San Diego, our legal voice we talk to every few weeks. Got a few interesting situations legally. We'll bring them up. And coming up at 8:30 this morning, Naya in the heart of Campus Town, a rare and remarkable restaurant inspired by time-honored Asian cooking technique and emphasizing bright, flavorful Italian dishes. I'm giving out $50 bills.
My friend Larry says number one restaurant for him.
Really?
In our area.
All right. Well, you got a half an hour before it lights up at GhostStever, GhostStever.com. You have to register. You have to be in the deal to have a chance to accept these free $50 bills to eat at Naya. You have to use it within 7 days and tell me about your experience when you're done. That's it. So get in there at 8:30. These things will fly out. I think we're doing $500, and I think it'll be gone in less than a minute.
Sign up at GhostStever.com.
Come on, man. I'm rooting for you. For Naya, $50 to eat there for free. GhostStever.com. News coming up. The Atkins Group is proud to present...